Hey friends, thanks for listening to the podcast. This is your host, Dr. Donnie, and today I'm talking to you about living with enthusiasm to help guide you in your balanced life. This is episode 128.
Welcome to the Get Balanced podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and listening to the show. And this show is all about me, Dr. Donnie, trying to encourage and inspire you to keep your priorities top of mind. Today, I want to talk to you about living life with enthusiasm. I'm talking about, you know, are you going through the motions with some low energy, or are you excited and engaged to hit those daily habits and activities with some high energy? You know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, did you wake up this morning and say, good morning, Lord? Or did you wake up and say, good Lord, it's morning? Of course, you know, if you think about this, what I have learned over the years is that in life, there is no dress rehearsal. We are live on stage each and every day. We are live and on stage at work, with our family, with our spouse, with our children, with our health, with our wellness, with our activities, with our nutrition, our diet, our hydration. If you think about it, there is no dress rehearsal at all. So how we start our mornings off, they have a significant impact on our days and our evenings when it comes to our work-life balance. Remember, I want to share this with you, for my new listeners here. Work-life balance is about aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life. Let me say that again. Aligning your daily behaviors with your priorities in life. Now, there's an underlying assumption here that you've actually taken time to pause in the busy lives that many of us lead, and you've taken time to reflect on your priorities in life. You know, one of the things from my workshops that I have conducted over the years with thousands of firefighters and thousands of police officers, law enforcement officers, there seems to be always two universal priorities that come out when we're in discussion, in the workbooks that people talk to me about, email me about, and things like that. The two universal priorities, meaning that the most common by a far majority, those two priorities are family relationships, right? And your health and wellness. Now, therefore, how we start our day definitely has an impact on our life. If we're talking about family and those relationships, as well as our health and wellness, you know, are you waking up each morning and you're smiling, happy, enthusiastic about the day? Are you waking up and thinking about how grateful you are? Or are you waking up and you're worrying and stressing over all the things that you feel like you have to do today? And when we're stressed, we bring that negative emotion to our loved ones. When we're stressed, we probably do not exercise as well as we should, or as often as we should. Or when we're stressed, we might eat a little bit more or of substance or things that may not be the most nutritious. Or when we're stressed, we may drink something that is maybe not the healthiest. Now, one of those things, though, I'm asking you, are you waking up excited, ready to take on the day, enthusiastic, right? And because, you know, we all have responsibilities, we all have to-dos, things we like to do. And then, of course, there are those things that we really don't like doing. With that said, thinking about things that we don't like doing, it's one of those things we just have to do them anyways. Because it's a choice. Are we choosing to live with enthusiasm? Because what when you make that choice, it's really about being mindful in the present moment, right? How much joy can we get out of the day? If you're thinking about living with enthusiasm, think of it this way. How much joy can we get by throughout the day? Now, this reminds me of one of the participants in my research study, in my dissertation with my PhD. I can't go over, say what his name is. It is participant number 3. And he was very optimistic. His view on life, his thought processes, and just the way he talked, everything was very positive and he was very enthusiastic. And one of the things that he said, though, he described himself as a student of life and that he approaches each day as an opportunity to enjoy through life. Now, stressing the importance of his journey when he talked about that, one of the things that just really stuck out in my mind was he said, I try to extract all that I can from every moment, every day. I try to extract all that I can from every moment, every day. Now, I don't know about you, but that thing fires me up. If you think about extracting all you can, what positive experiences can you extract out of all your engagements throughout the day? Whether it's on work, whether you're the firefighter, the law enforcement officer, medical practitioner, nurse, attorney, other professional, all of your engagements throughout the day, if you think about it, what positive can you extract out of those moments? I mean, that thing just sort of fired me up when I thought about that. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I chose to do, this was about 10 months ago, trying to extract more joy, more positive events throughout the day. I started this about 10 months ago, and I added it to my morning routine. Because I've been doing a morning routine, which sparks enthusiasm for me. And it was something that I'd learned from Anthony Robbins. And I listened to him on a podcast once, and he talked about how when he wakes up, he does 3 minutes of gratitude, 3 minutes of prayer, and thinks about the 3 most important things that he wants to get accomplished that day. So I do that in the morning, right when I'm having coffee, right after I have coffee. But then I wanted to add something else because I realized what I was getting out of it by listening to it. And what it does, though, is for me, it begins right after I have coffee with my wife, Marlene. What I do is I take a 30-minute walk and I listen to a Joel Osteen podcast. And it really feeds me is what it does. And this podcast is like a 30-minute prayer time for me, because what I do is I focus on my relationship with God. It essentially sets up a very positive mental mindset that I carry throughout the day. It helps me become more enthusiastic. It helps me become more mindful, kinder, try to be more loving, thoughtful, and everything that I can do throughout the day. It truly energizes me. And it helps me Stephen Covey said, helps me put first things first. Now, on days when I'm traveling to deliver the workshops that I do for the work-life balance, basically what I do is I make sure I get up early so that I can get that 30 minutes of podcast time in. And when I do that, and I get up earlier for that, You know, it's just something that I have to do because I know it has such of a positive spillover in my life that I have to get that in. It's like having to get exercise in throughout the day. It's one of those things I have to get in. Now, I know what you might be thinking. You're like, oh, come on, Donnie, you know, you don't understand my situation though. You know, I'm too busy to do that. I can't get up any earlier. I mean, I have to get up. I make the coffee. Yeah, I have to take the dog out. I have to feed the dog. I make my kids breakfast. I have to take my kids to school. My wife already left to work, or my husband already left for work. You know, I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to do all these things. You know what, though? I get it. I understand what you're saying. I understand that you feel like you have to do all these things. Now, many years ago for me, I had to take my daughters to school and my son to school. And I've been doing this for years, you know, with their age differences and grade differences. And, you know, it was a 20-minute drive down, 20-minute drive back, doing that a couple times a day. And oh my gosh, if they forgot their homework or forgot, you know, their track outfit or cheer or soccer, or my son football, whatever it was, right? Making extra trips back and forth to schools. I mean, I was doing so much and so busy and doing all this running around and really, quite frankly, feeling very unproductive, you know, at times. But you know what? I read something from a famous author that I really admire. Yeah, he's passed away now, but his name is Dr. Wayne Dyer. And I read something that he had written, and he said, you don't have to do anything. You really don't. You don't have to do anything in life. You get to do things. I get to drive my kids to school. I get to go to their football game, their track event, their soccer game. And you know what? I chose to substitute the word get for the word have. And it truly changed the way I viewed my to-do list, my responsibilities, some of those things that I just thought were, oh gosh, this is just that thing you have to do. But instead, I get to do it, and it changed the lens in the way I look through things. I learned to enjoy and maximize each of these opportunities. And oftentimes, these opportunities that when I was driving my kids, it was this one-on-one opportunity that I had. I mean, if you think about it, one-on-one opportunities with teen daughters or a teen son, I mean, how much better can that get, that you get to do that? You get to have, think about 20 minutes down to school, 20 minutes back at the end of the day, you know, depending on which one you're picking up here and there. You get 40 minutes a day, one-on-one. What can you do to help guide them? What can you do to make that connection, that relationship? So think about the times that you're spending with your children, feeling like you have to do things, have to do this, have to do that. Shift it to you get to do it, and then start thinking about what can I get out of this, right? How can I help build this relationship, and what can they get out of it? How can I help them in their journey through life? Now, again, how you start your day, it is very, very important. Your routines, your habits. Now, again, for me, when I wake up, I begin the day by saying, good morning, Lord. I do, right? I thank God for the blessings that I've received the day before, the grace, the love. I thank God for the blessings and the favor that I will receive of that current day that I'm waking up in. And I thank God for that. And with that, I then go into that period of gratitude thoughts. And then a little bit, I'm grateful for the people and things around me and all of that. And then I go into the 3 minutes of prayer. And then I think about those three most important things that I want to do. What do I want to accomplish that day? And I spend time in the morning. It's part of that reflection, right? But then I can do this while exercising, right? We just put the things in our ear while we're exercising. Now, I mentioned to you earlier that I listened to Joel on a podcast. I do it whether I'm walking or running. And again, I want to share with you why. It's because it's important to me. It helps me get that positive tone for the day. It helps increase my enthusiasm. As I mentioned earlier too, it helps me put first things first. It helps put things into perspective for me. Now, I know what you might be thinking, but Donnie, I don't have time to do that in the morning. And I'm going to be really serious with you here for a second. With all due respect, make time. Make the time. Make the time to do the things that are important to you. And here's something I learned many years ago. When I used to think, I don't have the time, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. And then I taught this to my children, because that when they would give me excuses that they don't have the time or they can't do that, I used to say to them, hey, you know what? If you can get that, if you say you can't get that homework done before you go to bed, let me ask you, if I gave you $10,000, to get that homework done, that pretest before you go to bed, could you do it? Think about this. If I gave you $10,000 to listen to a 30-minute podcast of your choice that fuels your energy, helps you become more excited, enthusiastic about life, could you find 30 minutes in the morning for 10 grand, I think you'd find the time. You know, when we put things in perspective, we can, when we prioritize it, again, think about priorities, right? If we prioritize it because we find it valuable, we can get it done. We can find the time because it simply is a choice at this point. Now, my morning reflection time, it also provides time for me to work on my desired future. Now, I spoke about the desired future in episode 127 recently. And when I think about my desired future and draw images into my mind of how I want things to be with my spouse, how I want things to be with my family, my work, my workshops, my writings, my health, my exercise, all that kind of stuff, right? I think about that. I create these mental images, and that helps fuel my enthusiasm. It becomes the mental fuel that drives me throughout the day. Now, another method of enthusiasm, you know, part of this is I would be remiss if I did not talk about how important it is to manufacture positive spillover in your life through exercise. Now, exercise, you know, for me, I alternate days between strength training and running. Now, the effects of exercise in the morning, I love doing it in the morning, but then there are times though I love doing it at lunchtime as well. But the effects of exercising, right? It releases those chemicals and hormones. We know this scientific approach, right? We know it releases chemicals and hormones from somewhat of a rigorous exercise. We do this through the process of exercising, and it spills over into our mental and emotional health in a positive way. You know, it actually does make you feel great, and it will boost your enthusiasm for what you have going on for the day ahead. Now, folks, as I mentioned, life is not, there is no dress rehearsal available, right? We're either at work training or actually on the scene doing the real thing. Or if you think about life too, right? No dress rehearsal. There's no dress rehearsal with raising our children. There's no dress rehearsal for loving your spouse, caring for your physical bodies or our mental health, right? Now, in the Bible, the scripture talks about how our bodies house the Spirit of God. Now you think about that. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us. That in and of itself is something to get excited about, which can, of course, kickstart that enthusiasm, right? Now, I don't know about you, but it does for me. So, to be enthusiastic about exercising. So if you think about, yeah, I have to work out tomorrow morning, instead of, yeah, I have to work out tomorrow morning, no. Wow, I get to work out tomorrow morning, and I can't wait to work out tomorrow morning because it's going to help me carry more enthusiasm and get more enthusiastic about all the challenges and things I get to do that day, right? Now, each of us have a choice each and every day. We do, right? We can live and behave with enthusiasm, excited, high energy, or we can live sort of melancholy, low on energy, poor me, and we'll just react to how things happen throughout the day. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm no perfect human being. I go through those days too, right? But those are the times where you try to fight through it, right? Start talking about what you're grateful for. Fight through some of those times, because we all know high energy is always a winner. Now, it is time to take action now. Remember, God gave us today. He has not promised us tomorrow, but we do have today. So be enthusiastic because you get to actually live life right now. I mean, we have today. Now, let me put a little picture in your mind for all my dog owners out there and dog lovers. Think about it. When you come home from work and you walk in the door, how does your dog greet you? Now, my dog, Charlie, is not always the best example because that guy's sleeping most of the time. But most dogs will greet you very enthusiastically, right? And they love on you and they're excited to see you. Same thing like when you feed them, right? That's what I'm talking about. Going through life each and every day, right? With that, get up each day with an attitude of gratitude and you will immediately feel more enthusiasm throughout the day. Now, when I talk about this, it kept coming in my mind over and over and over, the song, Live Life Like You Were Dying. by Tim McGraw. Now, I know you've heard of that song, right? Live life like you were dying. And if you think about that, what's that song about? Live life like you were dying. But, you know, he talks about his father dying, but then he talks about, he asks his father, right? How did it hit you? What did you do when you got that news that you were dying? And his father told him, you know, son, I went skydiving, right? I went Rocky Mountain climbing. I rode a bull named Fu Manchu. I loved deeper. I spoke sweeter. I gave forgiveness. Think about it. If you were living life like you were dying, what would you do with your family? What would you do with your spouse? What would you do with your children? Would you make it to the Friday night football game? What about the baseball game, the soccer game, the cheer game, speech debate, whatever it may be, activities of your children? Would you make it? Because these are experiences. You think about it, it's just not for you. What's in it for them? How are you guiding them? How are you being there, feeling supportive for them? Would you spend a little extra time with one of your coworkers, your brothers or sisters at work that maybe needs a little help because you know something's going on? They're hurting, right? So, with that said, I have a call to action for you, something I want you to think about. How would your family relationships or your work relationships, your health, your wellness change if you lived with more enthusiasm? What will tomorrow look like? Let me ask you, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? How about starting to live like you're dying? How about starting to live with more enthusiasm? Make a morning plan. Give yourself a shot of enthusiasm each day. And if all else fails, my recipe is drink 4 to 5 cups of coffee and ride that caffeine buzz all throughout the day. Now, those that know me know that I love my coffee. All right, folks, this is Dr. Donnie. May God bless you and your family. And may you go and be a blessing today to your family, to your department, your brothers and sisters at work, with this new attitude and an energized enthusiasm. And as always, please go out to your podcast. If you find this podcast helpful to you, give it a great rating out there. It helps others find it on the podcast platforms. And also feel free to share this with your brothers and sisters at work. May God bless you all. And until next week, have a wonderful and balanced Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balanced program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.